Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Engineering Our Future podcast. My name is Nikolai Olidin, and I'm going solo today with an episode on how to maximize a meeting with a mentor. So I've recently gone through a fairly significant life change, and I'm approaching kind of this new chapter in my career. And I met with a number of mentors during this time of transition. I've met with a number of mentors during just even trying to evaluate this whole decision and this whole new change. And so this podcast episode is not necessarily going to be on the importance of having a mentor, although it's extremely important. And I would encourage you all to get mentors in place, or even how to get a mentor. It's really just, okay, we're going to assume that you kind of already have a mentor in your life, and is going to focus on how to really maximize your time with them. Because I think it's really important to show them how much you value them. The more prepared you are, the better it's going to go, and the more they're going to be willing to help you out again in the future. So hope this is helpful for you and really helps you to maximize that time with them. So step one, right off the bat, is just evaluate if you even need to set up a mentor meeting. You know, is this topic or this discussion item or life change, whatever it might be, do you really need to lean into a mentor? And I'm not saying that it's not important enough or something like that, but really not every decision in your life requires input from somebody like a mentor. Maybe a family member was good enough, or a friend is good enough. But, you know, I'm talking like a mentor, especially in a professional setting. It would be somebody who, you know, I'm looking up to, somebody who's gone through these life experiences before, somebody who's a few steps beyond where I currently am. And I'm leaning into them for their expertise. You know, I don't want to waste their time by, you know, bringing them into a discussion that really just doesn't need their input. And because I want to make sure that I have access to them in the future. So making sure that I'm not bringing them into something that they don't need to be in is going to show them that I value their input on the things that really do matter. So evaluate if you really need them to set up a meeting. Then while you are once you're past the evaluation stage, prepare kind of like a key desired result. What are you hoping to get out of a meeting with the mentor? And you're not looking at, like, you know, all of your questions that you're trying to get down, you know, right now. This is just, what is that key result that you're really trying to accomplish with this mentor meeting? And then you're going to use that when you do make the request. So, you know, for my recent experience, it was, I'm trying to navigate through this potential new job opportunity. You know, so when I ask somebody, I'll bring that up. I will tell them exactly why I'm asking to meet with them. They might be able to evaluate if they're even the right person for that discussion or not. You know, ideally you have a few different people that you can lean into. There may be one or two that are perfect for that discussion. There may be one or two that, you know, they're not going to give you the best feedback or have that best experience for that. So having that key desired result will help you to really know what you're trying to accomplish exactly with that meeting. Next step would be actually make the request. And I feel like this is a hard one, because it may be hard to ask for help, or it may be hard to summon the courage to go out on a limb and ask them for, hey, couldn't you have this meeting with me? But, you know, if you have a good enough relationship with them, it's going to be a lot easier. Now, maybe there's a mentor that you have maybe leaned into once or twice before, but don't have that deep relationship that you do with somebody else. But that person really is the person you need to talk to. Just be bold enough to reach out to them. You know, so one of the mentors I met with, his name is James, and it's a guy that I respect so much in our industry here in Phoenix. He's multiple steps ahead of me in his career. He will tell me how it is. You know, that's another thing. And this kind of goes into how to find the best mentor. But a good mentor is somebody who cares enough about you that is going to tell you how it is. They're not going to sugarcoat things. I mean, they're not going to be mean or anything like that. But I knew if I asked James a question, I'm going to get his full, you know, truthful response. And we had a really good conversation when I met with him. But I, you know, basically approached him, James, I'm at a crossroads in my career. I'm evaluating another job offer. I was hoping I could take 60 minutes of your time next week, possibly over lunch or coffee. That was my exact request to him. I did make that request in person, mostly because evaluating job offer, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things that you may or may not want to be in writing, or you don't want it to get out or get forwarded to somebody or whatever. So for me, that request did come in person, but you can write them an email as well, just saying that exact request. And again, when you have that desired result or that goal that you're hoping to accomplish with this meeting, and you include that in the request, they know exactly what they're kind of getting into. It also gives them a chance to maybe prepare for that meeting as well. Now, when you're making the request, make sure to offer two or three specific meeting times, like does next Monday lunch or does next Thursday coffee work for you? And then if not, maybe throw out a few dates that do work for you. Also, when I'm looking for a location, when I'm making the request and I'm trying to maximize the time with them, I can ask for 60 minutes if I meet somewhere that's really close to their to them. So maybe that's to their office, they're working from their house, just somewhere on their side of town so that they drive less, which allows me to maximize more of my time. This whole thing is to try to maximize time with them. One last thing I would recommend on when you're actually making the request is whatever you decide, make sure that you offer to pay. Now, you don't have to say that in the request, but just be ready. So if I'm going to take somebody to lunch, I should be offering to pay for that lunch. Now, I've met with a lot of different mentors that they'll actually want to pitch in or something like that. But I always just say I'm grateful for their time. I'm thankful for the wisdom that they're, you know, offering to me. And this is the small way that I can say thank you, is by paying for the lunch or paying for the coffee or whatever it might be. So just whenever you make that request, just have that in mind. Next on the list of how to maximize your time with them is prepare a list of questions to have ready. So that way, when you are meeting with them, you have kind of a good agenda. Now, again, we have already the idea or our goal of what we're trying to accomplish with this meeting, and then let that guide you on these questions. You do not want to come unprepared and make them feel kind of like you're wasting their time when you're stumbling through some of these questions, you're trying to think of some up on the spot. Now, you are going to have some, you know, rabbit trails. You maybe ask a question and you're like, oh, I really need to follow up with this new question I didn't really have prepared. I'm not saying you need to have this whole thing scripted out, but having, you know, you only have 60 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever you end up asking them for, try to maximize that by being detailed and come prepared with some questions already ready. And then make sure that those questions are clear and to the point. So, you know, asking super open-ended questions may be a little bit difficult and may not maximize that time because they're trying to come up with an answer or trying to just understand that question a little bit better. But, you know, make sure it's really clear. Make sure it's very concise, you know, when you're asking these questions. And then let the conversation flow, obviously, but, you know, be prepared. It's really going to help you, and you're going to be able to knock a lot of those out when you have that meeting with them. Maximizing the time with them. Obviously, when you sit down, you know, maybe you don't see this person that frequently. So obviously there's going to be some formalities. You know, it's always nice to catch up anyways for a few minutes, see how their families are, see how their, you know, work is going, whatever it might look like. They're going to want to ask you questions as well, just to kind of catch up on your life. But at some point in the conversation with mentors, I typically will just kind of say, have a very clear time where I say, you know what, I'm hoping we can get through some of these questions that I had prepared for you today. Do you mind if I start going through some of those? And they understand they are there for a certain reason. But after it gets to a certain point, out of the formalities or after the formalities, you know, I just kind of say, get right to it. This is why I have you here. I'm so grateful you're here. Here's some of the questions I'd love to ask you and start running through. If you need to take notes, definitely do that. You know, don't sit there and try to remember everything. I've never like recorded a meeting with a mentor. I think that might be a little awkward or weird, but you know, have a notepad. When I take notes, especially if I'm meeting one-on-one with somebody, I tend to prefer to bring a notepad rather than doing it in my note in my phone, because if I pull out my phone and I start taking notes, I know that they understand that I'm taking notes, but it just feels a little less respectful, in my opinion. I may be different, but when I try to meet with people one-on-one, I try to have like a notepad and write down some of those things. And they understand, you know, if you're meeting for 60 minutes, there may be a lot of things, a lot of valuable stuff that they are saying that you're like, I don't want to forget that. I actually, one of the conversations I had, I didn't have my notepad. It kind of was an impromptu meeting with somebody. And she was just dropping all of these golden nuggets of just amazing information, amazing things for me to think about. And I didn't have my notepad with me. So I did pull out my phone. I said, do you mind if I just write this down? Because I don't want to forget that. And I definitely want to reflect on those things, you know, and by asking for that permission, she was just like, yeah, go ahead. You know, gave us a time. She paused while I wrote everything down, and it was really good. But you know, don't be afraid to take notes. Definitely do it. You know, especially if you're so concentrating on trying to ask all of the questions, you know, you're going to need something to follow back up on. And so taking notes is going to be really big, for you. So we have identified the key mission for this meeting. We have made the request and they've accepted. We came prepared with a list of questions, and now we've kind of gone through all of those. You know, keep track of your time. You know, if you ask them for 60 minutes, don't go 90 minutes. You know, that's just not very respectful of their time. And they're going to remember that the next time that you ask to meet with them again. And they'll be like, oh man, they always say 60, but they always go 90. Now, my meeting with James, I actually asked for an hour and a half. So when I booked the Outlook appointment, it was an hour and a half meeting. And I could tell we were going to go right up to that 90 minute mark. And so when it started to approach, I said, hey, we're getting to about the end of the time that I had asked you. Do you have a few more minutes that we can just kind of wrap up some of these things? And he was willing to do it. I mean, he's a great guy already, but he was willing to help me, willing to chat with me a little bit more and wrap up some of those loose ends that we had not quite tightened up yet. So I was really grateful for him. But again, when you come out and you acknowledge, hey, I asked you for this amount of time, I don't want to go over it. I want to be respectful of that. That shows them that you just value and respect them a lot, and they're going to be more willing to meet with you again. So now you finally summarize your meeting with them. You know, maybe even go over some of the main things that they said that you wanted to just make sure you didn't misunderstand or mishear. And, you know, it's always kind of a good point to kind of summarize some of those things, and they'd be like, oh, actually I did not mean that way. And then that gives them time to kind of go and retract or kind of redo what they meant to say. So it's always really good to leave some time for that summary. And then now you're done. My last tip is to, and you absolutely need to do this last tip, is follow up with them. It can be as simple as an email. It could be a written letter. I mean, that's really nice. That's a really nice thing to do. It could be a text, but you definitely need to follow up with them. Thank them for their time. Thank them for their knowledge. Thank them for being so open with you. Whatever you need to, you know, say thank you for, you have to follow up. Otherwise, they're going to leave this meeting and think, I don't know if that helped them or not. You know, I don't know if they even got what I said. It just kind of closes the door and really helps them to move on. And then they kind of closes the chapter, or at least that conversation. And then a second follow-up would be following up and giving them the results of whatever you talked about. So in my case, following up and saying, hey, I did actually take that job. Thank you so much for your expertise. It really guided me through this decision process. Or maybe you're evaluating if you're wanting to go a different direction with a career or take on that project, whatever it might be. Hey, you know, maybe you didn't end up going for the project, and you can say, hey, these are the reasons. And part of that was because of things that we talked about. again, it just shows them how much you value them and their time and their expertise. And when it comes to mentors, the way you keep mentors, the way you're going to really maximize that future time with them is to show them how much you appreciate them. So making the request, when you ask a mentor to meet with you, they're almost always willing to do that because they feel valued that you appreciate their input and their expertise. When you are preparing for the meeting and you're getting the list of questions ready, or you show them exactly what you're hoping to get out of it, you're showing them that you appreciate their time. You know that their time is valuable. You know that they are taking time and volunteering time of their day or their week to meet with you. And so coming prepared just shows them how much you appreciate and you're trying to maximize that time with them. And then following up with them just shows the gratitude and really kind of shows them like, hey, that person values what I have to say or what I have to offer, and makes them more willing to meet with you again in the future. There's no perfect meeting with a mentor. Man, I wish anytime I met with a mentor, I always wish I had more time. But the more prepared I am, the more value I feel like I get out of it, which makes the whole thing worth it and really helps me to accomplish those goals for those meetings with mentors. So I hope that those tips helped you. Again, I can't emphasize enough how important it is just to have mentors in general. I can't emphasize how important it is to be a mentor to other people. I hope you're willing to meet with people. And as you grow in your careers, people are going to now reach out to you and ask you for some advice. So just be willing to do that and share with them things that other people have shared with you, or some of the experiences that you've gone through. It's just always a really great way to pay it forward. But I hope these tips really just helped you to understand ways that you really can maximize that time with your mentors and really just move your career and your life forward. So anyways, those were some of the things that I've done recently, quite a bit. I hope you use them. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Engineering Your Future Podcast.
If you really enjoyed this episode of the Engineering Future Podcast, you're going to love the content we have over our website at luisfelipeduque.com. You can find the link in the description of this episode, as well as the show notes at luisfelipeduque.com/podcast. Every episode comes packed with a lot of links, a lot of information. So you can find all the show notes and all the information related to this episode over at luisfelipeduque.com/podcast. Thank you so much for coming back to this episode. Thank you, Jack Windows, for the music. And as always, let's continue engineering our future.